B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
By the way, we're not going to do our Bring the Heat. Would have been brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here, and it's cold outside. It's really cold. If your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area. Today, this takes precedence. It is 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group Station.
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest. 5K a day free money giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
This hour's keyword is delight. Enter the keyword delight, as in I take delight in the fact that Mike Rowe's not the offensive coordinator anymore. You can enter the keyword on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting delight to 45911 by 115. We'll call you. You're randomly selected. You won $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword delight on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com or by texting delight to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Wow, big news. Big news out of the Eagles. And it drops like a hammer. Mike Rowe, Carson Walsh out as offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach. Jeffrey Lurie, according to Jeff McClain of the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, says that Jeffrey Lurie had made up his mind in December those two would not be back. So, here's the fallout. The fallout is this. Doug Peterson yesterday went out of his way, and you'll hear it all, in the news conference to say that both Groh and Walsh would be back. It is only with Jim Schwartz did Doug get his back up and start to talk about evaluating the coaches, which is all odd. Doug then puts out a statement saying that he didn't mean to misconstrue or lead anybody down the wrong path yesterday and misconstrue the situation. Then what comes out is this, that the offense coordinator and wide receiver coach would not be back. It's amazing to me that they would have a news conference without the owner checking in on it. Now, we've had some people say that Doug deserves to have his choice of his own coaches. He won a Super Bowl. But clearly, Jeffrey Lurie sees something else. Where do you line up? Quite frankly, I line up on Jeff Lurie's side here. They need change. They need a new offense. They need new offensive principles. Jeff Lurie's right. They need someone veteran in there that understands offense and can help Doug along. There's no shame in that. I want to marry that my coach is a great leader of men and they believe in him. But I also want to get some fresh principles in there as well. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think Doug was ever billed as some offensive guru like Sean McVay was. He's a different kind of guy. Doug was EQ, right? Emotional intelligence coming in, getting guys to play for him the right way. It's all right. There's nothing wrong. That's in many ways more important than the X and O. But you got to have the X and O too. So they had it when they went to the Super Bowl, and they lacked it last year. Dane in Hanover, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dane.
Anthony Chunas, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, brother?
Wow. If you told me 5 years ago that I would have more confidence in Jeffrey Lurie than anybody else in the Eagles organization, I would have called you crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
This is insane to me. I don't see how, like you said, I don't see how you have the press conference yesterday. Lurie had to know about it. He had to know those questions were going to come up. It's like they tried to give Peterson his chance to make the decision, but he made the wrong one. And Lurie,
it's completely embarrassing. Like, it's crazy. I don't even know how. You're so right. Like, I don't know why, how in the world you don't wait to make this decision, and then you talk about everything.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Do you think Lurie has somebody in mind that he wants? Because normally he does when he makes moves like this. I mean, he wants who he wants.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody out there. He's talking to somebody, goes, "Yo, hey, Jeff, yeah, I think you need a better offensive guy. Grove's not the guy."
I mean, it's clear to all of us that they needed more creativity in the offense.
Yeah.
They did that for a majority of the season, just to have Carson sit back in the pocket was ridiculous.
Right. How many times did we talk about that? You know, moving the pocket, getting Carson on the run. They need
a more accurate thrower on the run. He can protect himself a little bit better on the run when he doesn't take cheap shots.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%.
That just doesn't make sense to me. But they kind of did leave him out to hang him out to dry there. But he was very confident they'd be back, and nope.
Yeah. I guess he did hang him out to dry, but I don't know. I mean, like that's. There was some sort of miscommunication within that organization.
Was there a camera on Howie when he gave Walsh and Groh a vote of confidence? Because I would have liked to see his face.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think Howie... I put it this way. I don't think Howie is cuddling with Jeff making the decision. This is a Jeff decision.
No, I don't think he makes the decision, but I would have thought he would have known about it. Been a part of the conversation.
No, I think this is it. I mean, according to Jeff McClain, Jeffrey knew this in December. So there's something there. I don't know what it is. All I know is I like it, and they should have. The only thing I don't like is this whole dog and pony show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Thanks, Dane. Hang in there, brother. All right. Come up and take a couple calls, and then I want to play this for you so you at least hear it and take a listen to what you're hearing, right? What Doug Peterson says and how he says it. That's what I mean about hearing it. Juice, the Juice in Camden. What's up, Juice?
What's going on, Doug?
What's up, baby?
I'm chilling, man. Hey, so listen, man, yesterday we got into a little thing. I don't understand. All right, I was watching Braveheart a little long. AMC was playing Braveheart.
Love the Braveheart.
You know who was brave out on the field? You know who was brave out in the field in that loss to Seattle?
Who?
One Josh McCown. He was brave, man. He's 40 years old. Look, his legs don't work anymore. Why can't you agree that he can throw? He can throw, but his legs don't work.
I don't want to argue Juice over Josh McCown.
Okay, all right, good.
I don't want to argue with you. You know what I mean? You like Josh McCown, good, knock yourself out.
Nah, I mean, there were people available, but they didn't go that route. I was more interested in Howie Roseman's comments with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside tools in his body. I still don't know what the hell that means.
I know. You know what's crazy? There's so much nonsense that came out of that news conference yesterday. Like, we got calls from people that said that J.J. was going to be Rookie of the Year. Like, who called him? J.J.'s father? Like, what, are you serious? What's that worth? Man. That's crazy, Juice.
When you tell me tools in his body, I think of the game Operation where you can't touch the
Yeah.
Bone out the damn thing. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. They didn't tell us anything, but I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect them to do? I mean, look, it's a close watchful eye. I don't think that Doug's job was Jeopardy.
No, of course not.
Maybe Jeffrey Lurie. Maybe he knew on the level that heads were going to roll with the offense, and rightfully so. I don't know, man. Maybe somebody else gets.
Yeah, listen, I agree with Jeff. The only thing I'm saying is don't have a news conference until you're done. Like, you guys got to talk.
Yeah. I mean, but what do you think? What do you envision this offense with the guys that you have?
And vertical, baby. I want to get two new receivers in there. I want to get a receiver that can grow with Wentz. I want to go vertical. I need to be big strike. I want to be Patrick Mahomes' offense. You know what? You know what I want to be? Go back to the Colts and Peyton Manning, right? I want to be that offense. Go get me Marvin and Reggie Wayne, and I got my Edgerrin James and Sanders, and let's go. Let's try to kind of mimic that offense a little bit.
And I absolutely disagree with cutting Alshon loose at this point. Alshon is absolutely an asset. You forget how instrumental he was in that Super Bowl win. He still has a lot left. He's not an old receiver.
I don't know. He didn't show me anything last year, Juice.
He won the damn Super Bowl.
I don't mean anything to me. That doesn't mean anything.
That's all you got.
That doesn't mean anything. That's
all you got.
That, again, the last time I saw Alshon in the playoffs, he was dropping a ball.
Yeah, man, he's still recovering from a crazy injury, man.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. He also is the rat, the fink with the quarterback. So, again, if you want to bring him back, because you have to pay him, then so be it. But if I can get rid of him, I'm getting rid of him. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, so first of all, I just want to say, the whole Doug Peterson, Jeffrey Lurie dysfunction sounds a little bit too much like a Matt Klentak, John Middleton, where nobody knew what was going on, and they shouldn't have held that press conference whatsoever.
Yes.
And then I also, you want to bring in somebody with an offensive mind. What do you think about Coach Clapper? I mean, he knows the division. He knows Dallas. He can obviously run an offense efficiently. He's not a good leader. But you have a good leader in Doug, so bringing in somebody like that might help.
The Coach Clapper, I'm so underwhelmed by what he did. Here's what I thought was wrong with the Cowboys. Now, again, Kellen Moore is the offense coordinator and was calling the plays, but they went away from Zeke Elliott. Why would I want to bring him in?
I mean, and that would really match with Doug, though, because Doug loves to throw the ball, and so does he.
Yeah, I don't know. What does Jason Garrett do that made you impressed by him?
He's a good offensive mind.
Is he? What makes him a good offensive mind?
I mean, you got me. He knows the division, though.
What does that mean? You know the division. I mean, all due respect. I mean, again, he's a name is all he is. Yeah, that's all. I mean, I'm sorry, Tom. I don't mean to throw cold water, but I don't know what Jason Garrett's doing for me. I don't know why I'm in a rush to go hire Jason Garrett, he was a coach. All right, and his offense failed him. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jay.
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, Jay?
Man, I need to talk to you in a second, man. Had to check in on with you.
Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you. I ain't going to tell you about your boy. Your boy did good the last 4 games, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I had to give you credit. You know, we had to go back and forth, man. I had to let you know. I gave you some credit. He did all right.
Jay's talking about Carson, for those people wondering what he's saying.
Yeah, you know me and you talk about your sons all the time, man.
Yes, probably.
They kill me. And but Ben. Yeah, man. Yeah, that bump. But that's for another day.
Come on,
but,
man.
Come on, cuz. You know basketball. That's what get me upset with you about, Ben, but. But football, Wednesday night, man, and I think you got to give Peterson a little bit more credit, man.
I mean, credit for what?
He's a good coach, but every time I hear you, be like, yeah, it's a Carson Wentz production and this, that, and the third. You know, you got to give Doug a little bit more credit, man. He did go to the playoffs again this year.
I tell you, I think he's a great leader of men, and that's even more impressive than the X and O piece.
See, I need to hear that a little bit more, man.
I say it all the time. And listen, I'm not the, I know well about a third of the league. All right? Like, you know that, right?
Well, I know.
It's a small community. And, you know, I think that's the word.
So when you hear the word in there, do you think people don't think Doug a good coach, or they think he lucked up on the Super Bowl or something?
Well, I don't know about lucked up. I don't think you luck into winning a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
I believe that...
He's a great leader. He knows what to say. He's a communicator to his players.
Guys, ain't that, you know, some
without a doubt
can't get that through.
Without a doubt, that's why it's more important. Like, if you ask me, would I rather have the X and O guy who can't communicate, or the communicator that's I'm telling you, he stinks. That's an average X and O guy. I take the communicator who's the average X and O guy.
Got you. And that's what I'll be hearing. Like, sometimes you be saying it just be sounding like you be like, well, yeah, Doug's just along for the ride.
No, I mean, you're putting words in my mouth. I tell you exactly. You're hearing what you want to hear. I give you, he is a great leader of men, and he's a great communicator to his players. His players
play for him. Because I think that other guy, that DeFilippo, might be an X and O guy, but he done got fired twice since he left here.
Well, the one in Minnesota is because those two butt heads.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Hey, it's a big game for your boy tonight. It's no JoJo, so he ain't got no excuse.
I'm already nervous.
Yo, in the fourth quarter, he turned into Miles Sanders, man. He's running all over the place. He wasn't the ball or nothing, man.
I'm already nervous. You know that, Jay.
Yeah. Yo, take the under on everything, Andrew. Everything.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon, man. Take care. Take it easy. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Joe.
My man, so my one point I want to make is, as far as us going after an offensive coordinator, is if I were Jeffrey Lurie, I'd definitely go after Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City and try to bring him in for next season.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I mean, I love Eric Bieniemy. He should be coaching in this league. He should have a head coach.
Right. He should.
But I'm with you. He's already, the problem is he's already the OC in KC. So you have to bump him up somehow. I think they're waiting for him to get his head coaching gig, whether this year or next year, he'll be that guy.
Well, which would be fair, because I think he deserves a shot, definitely. But if there were some way to draw him here, I would love it. I think that'd be a great upgrade for us, and it would make us better.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is, again, how do you get him here? Because you can't go a lateral move, right? So you'd have to offer him assistant head coach, and then he still will have to want to take it. My guess is that Bieniemy wants to coach. If he doesn't get the Cleveland job, then he'll have his sights set on next year.
Okay, so you're saying if he doesn't win a head coaching job this year, this year coming up, he would just stay in Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I like him, though, Joe. I do like him a lot. Addison Haddonfield, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Addison.
Yo, Cubs. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Addison. That's a great name, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I just wanted to talk to you about the whole situation that just got released today. I don't know how Jeffrey Lurie, as the head of this organization, just leaves Doug out to dry like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on your side with the whole, like, I think Doug needs some help. I think he needs a little bit more of a run balance in that room, you know. Getting him not throwing the ball a million times a game, but I think you can't just blindside him. You got, like, if he knew, as long as he knew, he's got to tell him.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was just stunned by. And coming up, you're going to hear Doug and every answer that he has to the coaching situations. And you'll hear by his tone that he really believes that Groh's coming back.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm like, it's stunning to me that those guys didn't communicate before the news conference.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Good stuff, Addison. Thanks, brother. Take a listen. Here it is, as promised. Now, this is the entire, everything that Doug talked about when it came to his coaching staff. Take a listen to his tone each time.
Now that the season's over, how do you assess the job of Mike Groh and Carson Walsh, and do you expect them to be on your staff next year?
I think both those guys did an outstanding job for me this year. There was a lot of things we faced offensively, as you know, through adversity, through injury, through many different, I think, facets of trying to get the pieces together. And so my hat goes off to both of those gentlemen because of the game plans that Mike and I and the offensive staff put together, first of all. And then here towards the end of the season, Carson Walsh having a big impact on getting these young players ready to go to play and to play at a high level. That's not easy. That's not easy for guys to basically come off our practice roster who were, within weeks of being on our roster, you know, or being on the practice squad, to be elevated to game status. It's not easy to do. And these two gentlemen did an outstanding job for me, for the team, and really put us in a position to, be in the postseason here at the end of the year.
Take one from Martin. Will they be back, though? You didn't answer if they'll be back.
Yes, both those guys will be back.
Jim Schwartz is interviewing in Detroit today. If he were to get an offer to go there in a non-head coaching capacity, how would you treat that?
I love the fact that guys around the league and teams around the league are looking to my staff for possible head coaching candidates. I think Frank Reich a couple years ago and now Jim. Jim's obviously been a former head coach and I think he would make a tremendous head coach again, and his leadership and obviously what he has brought to me and how I've been able to lean on him through his experiences as a former head coach. And Jim's done an outstanding job with our defense, obviously, and the improvement that we saw throughout the course of this season. So I'm excited for him and his opportunity, and wish him the best.
Is he coming back?
He'll be on a plane back here at some point after the interview.
I mean, if he doesn't get a job.
Oh, yeah, part of the evaluation process and all that. I would assume, yes.
I mean, but you said you had
confidence. Yeah, Jim is, he's currently my DC, yeah.
Just to clarify on Jeff's question, he asked you about Mike Groh, and you said he'll be back. I want him back. He asked you about Jim Schwartz. You were a little more vague. Just to clarify, if he doesn't get the Browns job or another job, do you want Jim back as your D coordinator?
Yeah, and listen, I'm with all my staff guys. I mean, I'm in that process right now of evaluating, and would love to have them all back, obviously. We know what this league is about. And anytime an assistant coach can get a promotion, whether it's here or somewhere else, I encourage that. But, you know, as I evaluate and look, I mean, we're only 3 days removed from the season, so everything's still fresh on my mind, too. So we're still evaluating, and all my coaches are in that evaluation process as well.
So when you say Groh and Walsh are coming back?
I mean, listen, I know what I said, okay? And yes, but at the same time, I'm still evaluating the whole process, right? They are still currently here, and I'm going to continue to evaluate and assemble the best staff moving forward. But currently, yes, they're still here.
Do either you, whether it's the coaching staff or the personnel staff, feel like you should bring in a senior evaluator or someone on the offensive side to come in and look at the team and bring a different perspective to that process?
For the personnel staff?
For personnel and for, yeah. And for
so on the personnel staff, we have that. We have Tom Donahoe, who's been a GM for a long time. I would say our front office, I say this, I'm extremely prideful in our front office. I think we have a great front office. We lost, obviously, a GM candidate in Joe Douglas. We have a very talented front office staff. We're going to make some additions here in the next couple of days, which we'll announce two that we're excited about. And we try to have different perspectives. We try to have different perspectives, just objective and subjective, so that we're not getting married. Because I know for me personally, one of my weaknesses is getting attached to our players. You know, there's no doubt about it. So we have a lot of voices who are not afraid to air their opinion. And, I think that, you know, we always want that. And obviously we have the coaching staff, too, who gives us their opinions as well. So
okay, thanks, guys. Offensively, senior, bring anybody else to look at the offense?
In what capacity?
Have you thought about that, bringing in someone?
I don't understand. What capacity?
Well, just I mean, like to before look at we've seen, but, you know, I remember Andy did it with bringing in Marty Morningway, and we've seen other coaches do it.
Wasn't Marty a coordinator or a coach here?
Yeah, my point is, like, are you looking to bring in somebody else to look at the offense?
Get my water.
You know, everything's obviously on the table. Yeah, I'm not opposed to doing something like that. I've actually thought, even in my first year, you know, as a rookie head coach, to maybe bring in someone that has obviously just a, a different perspective, different eyes, I guess, not coaching a position or whatever. But those are things that I continue to look at.
And Coach, you did that on the defensive side.
I did it, yeah, I did it this past year with Matt Burke, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I trust myself. I trust Howie and his team and my offensive staff. We got enough.
You have some water.
Wow. That was amazing. Great job, Tunis, putting that together. And there is all the context that you need. And all that meant nothing a day later as Mike Rowe and Carson Walsh both out, per Jeffrey Lurie, according to Jeff McClain and his sources. We'll come back, talk all about it. Oh, man, I'm still blown away by
this. I know what I said.
It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. Let's talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers. We got Valentine's Day coming up. It's going to be here around the corner. It's not too early to think about it. And by the way, you might want to think about popping a question. Guess what? Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. That's right. We talk about, you know, incredible stuff going on. Well, Golden Nugget Jewelers has it all. They have all, they're the four jewelers, the official jeweler of the Phillies, the Flyers, the Eagles, and the Sixers. They're the best brands available to Corey Viraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. They're located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. You're going to get the best price guarantee. Check it out. Golden Nugget Jewelers. All right, you're thinking about it. Don't wait. It's Valentine's Day. You want to get engaged? You go to Golden Nugget Jewelers. You want the perfect gift for your sweetheart, your wife? You go to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. The beautiful showroom on the corner of 8th and Chestnut. Again, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, the 4-for-4 jewelers.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Okay, it's 1:30. Don't forget Mikey Miss coming up at 2. Now let's get back to the phones because this is a huge story. Again, the OC job is now open. What kind of offense do you want to run? This is fascinating. And again, the owner makes the call here. That's a big deal. Benjamin in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Benjamin.
What up, cuz?
What up, Ben?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome, Ben.
Yeah, I've been listening since 6:30, but I like Jeffrey Lurie. That's my owner and everything, but you know, I feel like he's going down a certain path as another owner that we got in the division. And I don't know if I'm right or am I tripping. I think he's going down that Jerry Jones path, don't you think?
I'll be honest, I like it.
Like, I mean, I like it too, but yeah. I don't want him to get over his head now and start like meddling into everything.
Yeah, I get it, but... I think he's right. So it's hard for me to say, because listen, you listened to Doug from yesterday. Right. It was going to be status quo. And I don't think status quo is good enough.
I mean, from picking Doug's staff when he got hired and everything, like, do they really not trust this man? That's what I'm feeling. I don't think they trust him enough.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, all I know is, it all worked, right? The staff that they picked,
Okay, so it worked the first time. So they're like, you know what? We gotta replenish again.
I mean, listen. I don't know the motive behind it, but here's what I do know: Mike Rowe and Carson Walsh weren't good enough.
Right. I would rather see Flip back, but I don't know.
So would I. I would too. I like Flip, but I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. I think Flip's a good coach.
Yeah, because he's going to be tough on Carson, so I would rather see Flip back.
I agree. I don't know who they have in mind. It's got to be somebody big. I mean, for them to do this.
All this Jay Gruden talk, like, who do you really work with? Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, although I do think the guy's pretty smart.
Oh, Jay Gruden?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I'd rather have Jay Gruden than Jason Garrett.
Because Carson would be the most talented by far quarterback he ever worked with.
So yeah, I agree.
Who knows? That would probably do good for us.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, Ben. Don't be a stranger now. Thanks, buddy. Danny Glassboro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny, what do you say?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, Dan.
All right, I'll tell you what. I was having one of those days. I wasn't really feeling it, and I never hate to see anyone. I hate to see someone lose their job, and I hope Gro lands on his feet and everything. But I haven't been this excited to know that someone's not going to be in Philly since we got rid of Kelly, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel bad, too. Like, I don't like that either, but I agree. I think this is the right move.
But, yeah, I love the coaching carousel. My buddy's a Panthers fan, and I was listening to the Matt Rhule hiring press conference the other day. And I remembered how exciting it is to have, like, a new guy in town, you know?
Yeah. Well, but, listen, you tell your buddy that Matt's going to win down there.
Oh, yeah. No, I got the same feeling. I think he's going to be one of the best coaches in the league in a couple years.
Yeah, so do I.
But I love Bienemy. I was unfortunate to see that he's not going to get a new job. I was afraid it might have been in the NFC East. I think he really deserves one.
So
but
do I.
Think him staying in KC might end up being the best thing that happens to the Eagles this year. Because I think I know a guy that fits all the boxes for us for the OC position.
Who's that?
The guy right under him, the quarterback's coach there, who I think would have been in line if he would have been next up for the OC job if the enemy went away. I think we can steal Mike Kafka from them, our former QB.
Yeah, Mike Kafka, that's right. Former Northwestern quarterback who he studied under Andy. He's a smart guy. Kafka's a real smart guy, yeah.
And I think Andy Guy's work. I think he knows Doug Peterson. I think it would kind of soften the blow if it's true that Jeffrey Lurie kind of forced him to get rid of his coordinator. And
that's an interesting name to file away.
Working.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah, I really like him, and it would really excite me to hear that Kopp is going to come in. And I think it's another guy with a quarterback experience, which is, I think, super important on this team.
Plus, here's the thing that I would like is that I like the way this Chiefs offense runs now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good name, Danny. That's good stuff by you.
Yeah, I got a two-hour drive back home, and I'll be tuned in the whole way down. I love the show, and I think you're doing some great work here.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That's a good name.
Now, let me ask you something, because everybody keeps on tweeting in Deuce Staley. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, certainly would interview Deuce.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I don't know I don't know what his philosophies are. I would love to give Deuce the job. All right, I'm going to put that out there. I would love to give him the job. I don't know what he's about. Like, I don't know what any of these guys are about. Like, so, you know, I need to hear them, other than the guys that you know that are head coaches that have been around. But I would love to give Deuce a shot. I just need to know, like, all right, what's your offense?
Another in-house name, this is from Tom Pelissaro. He said a logical candidate could be the quarterback's coach, Press Taylor, because he's the guy who drew up the Philly special a few years back in the Super Bowl, and apparently he had an offensive coordinator interest last season.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I kind of want a guy that's already orchestrated an offense. You know? Kind of want a guy that's got some experience in drawing up a real offense.
Well, Jeff McClain's tweeting about it now, and he brought it up in the press conference yesterday as a senior advisor. He brought up Marty Morningweg.
As the OC?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, here's the one good thing about Marty. Marty was the run in Andy's ear. They used to battle about running the football. Marty was always run the ball. Marty is a really, really good football mind. He's been around forever. He knows the game inside out, you know, and he's a guy that was always there. And like he used to argue, they used to have fights about running the ball. I know that, arguments.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know. I kind of want a guy that's got like some grand plan, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know who it is.
But you want someone who's done it, right? Like, I don't want one of these college offensive genius guys who, yeah, you know what? They have a good flash in the pan 1 year.
Right.
And then what? They get figured out.
I don't know. I mean, listen.
McVay genius.
You know, I'm not sure. Listen, McVay is smart, though. I mean, all kidding aside. I don't know. It's a great question. Like, I need to see, like, who's out there, what they're about. I mean, I have some thoughts on certain names, but I need to figure out who's available, who's not. It's interesting. I'm excited that they're going in a different direction. I'm still stunned that it played out like this. I mean, that's insane that it played out like this. You kidding me? Wild. All right, sit tight. We'll come back and squeeze as many people as possible, including Frankie, who poses the question, did a certain quarterback have something to do with the firings? Let that hang out there for a second. I say no, but we'll talk about it. He's the Tunis. I'm Cuz. It's Cuz Radio, 97.5 The Fanatic.
January is here, and so are January sports. The NFL playoffs, they continue, even though the birds are out, unfortunately. The college football national championship, that's set, and the NBA, well, it's in full swing. And if you're as excited as I am about the best sports month of the year, enjoy all of the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook, and they've got all of the bets you could want, even the player props. You know I love those. And it's a great and easy-to-use app. New promotions every day, and they get your winnings fast. I had a big payout not too long ago. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time, because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. And you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. So I'm already looking at the over in the national championship game, LSU Clemson. I've been talking about that for a little bit. Seattle, 4-point dogs, good. Green Bay is going to win that game. And in the player props for tonight's game, no Joel Embiid. I like Simmons in the over. 16.5. I know that's high, but I'm going to go with Simmons there. He's going to step up against Boston. To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and use my code Fanatic. That's Fanatic, F-A-N-A-T-I-C, for your first bet risk-free. You must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Don't forget Mikey Mist coming up in just a little bit. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. For more information, visit handshouldercenter.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. There he is, Sammy Sags in Ocean City. Sagaroo.
What's up, man? Hey, Kunis, how you doing, brother?
What's going on?
Huh? Well, thank you, Jeffrey Lurie.
Yes.
You know what he did? He saved Doug from himself. Now, if you remember, Ant, remember when we got good and everybody came after Andy's assistants?
Yes.
And instead of Andy going out and getting the best people for the job, Andy promoted from within, which was a big mistake because our coaching staff never recovered. Now, from all my coaching days, one of the biggest things that is valued in the coaching profession is loyalty. And sometimes that loyalty makes you blind to what is actually happening on your staff, you know? So I think we definitely have to move on. We have to find new blood. The kind of offense I want to run, I want to put Sanders 8 yards deep, put Carson under center. I want to draft 2 wide receivers that run a 4-3 and throw the ball down the field. That'll open up the middle of the field for our 2 tight ends, and I think that's the best offense we can possibly run.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, like, you look at the Colts offense from when Peyton was running with Edgerrin James, and you look at the Chiefs offense now. I mean, right. You know, you want something that's a little bit more vertical, that's more explosive, and where play action works, not RPOs. Yeah, I agree.
Now, when is Jeffrey going to get to the defensive side of the ball? Because if they bring back Corey Unwin, that would be a huge mistake. Because you know what? Our defensive backs have been having the same problem for 4 or 5 years, and he's been the defensive back coach.
Yeah.
And if Jeff Schwartz walks, guess what? I'm not going to cry over it, because I just don't think he has enough pressure packages to put the pressure that we need on the quarterback. Take the wide 9 and shove it, because I'm sick of the wide 9.
Spoken like a true ball coach. Listen, Sags, I got boxing tickets at the Hard Rock Hotel for you in Atlantic City.
You know what, Ian? I won't go. Give them to somebody who will go.
Okay, you got it, bro. You got it, pal. Our next call is going to get to the Top Rack return to the Hard Rock Hotel Atlantic City. You can see light heavyweight contender Jesse Harko head-to-head with Joe Smith Jr. It's Saturday night. Tickets available now at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, at the box office, or online at Ticketmaster.com. Sal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sal.
Hey, it's Tom.
Yo, Tom. How'd they get Sal? Up? Yeah, what's up, Tom?
I have no idea. I don't know. But anyway, I'm 100% behind Jesse Movie on this. I mean, these two dudes are the worst. And, you know, I think it goes back to when they asked him during the middle of the season about Matt Collins and Whiteside and everything, and they were telling everybody, the reporters, that they're grading very high. And you, as a coach, you have eyes. You have to see that these guys can't play.
Exactly.
And, you know, you have a guy that had in Hollins who didn't catch the ball since September.
I agree.
November. And, oh, he's grading out high. You know, he's blocking downfield. What? Are you kidding me? He's not a tackle.
So, I agree.
I think all that, and, you know, Jeffrey said, you know what? And then when he heard that, I guarantee he probably texted Doug right away. My office now, while the press conference was going on. That's why Doug was back there drinking that water like that when Howie was talking. And he was like, come on, oh my God, you know? So I agree 100%. Get somebody in here that's going to use Carson for what he is, a vertical threat, and you got to draft wide outs with speed. I heard Jeff McClain saying yesterday he would go for a cornerback and a DM with the first 2 picks. That is asinine. You got to surround this guy with speed. He's your franchise quarterback. You got to give him the weapons that he needs. You saw what he did with Slop. Just think what he can do if he has.
Listen, to me, you can get 2 receivers. This draft's a really deep receiver
watch
draft.
Watch the game Monday night. Watch the game Monday night.
I can't wait. I know. It's going to be a great game.
Superstars on the outside. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Ross and Higgins. I mean, you can't go wrong. And there's so many other receivers out there that it's so deep. Why would you wait later round?
I agree.
Hopefully get somebody. Just grab them.
I agree.
And, as far as the defense, Jim Schwartz, I can care less if he goes. I hate the wide 9. I hate the picket fence on 3rd and 18. Yeah. I want 16 corners. Fence. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, how you line up 8 guys across the back?
And do me a favor. Hold on. I need you to hold on. And you got the tickets, Tommy, to the fights. I got to get to Frankie up here though, real quick, because we're almost running out of time. Frankie, you really don't believe that Carson would have anything to do with this, do you?
I don't know. It was the first thing that came to mind, thinking that all of the leaks, all of the things to the media between, say, October, November, December, against Carson. You never see Doug take Carson aside after plays, after, you know, after series. You know, it just, I have a feeling, or I just had a notion that maybe Lori grabbed Carson aside and said, hey, what's really going on? How come the receivers are acting like this? Who doesn't have your back? Why don't they have your back? What's going on? And he could have pointed fingers.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, Frank, and I'm up against it. Thanks for the call. I don't think that's the case. I just think he saw ineptitude from that offense and needs a more trained veteran eye. All right, everybody, listen. Mikey Miss coming up next. He'll have you, and he'll have lots to talk about with this subject. We'll come back. Have a great night. Go Sixers over Celtics, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.